This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. Joining me this morning, local historian Dale Maley. He's got more books published. He's got more research that's done. Dale, how are you this morning?
Very good.
Well, we want to start by talking about the group that keeps track of all these things. This is the Livingston County Historical Society.
Yeah, I was recently elected the new president of the Livingston County Historical Society. And Bob Sears of Pontiac, he's just done an excellent job as our president for the last 10 years, but he decided he needed a break, so I'm the new president this year.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, so I wanted to give a little history about the society and invite people to enjoy our museums and even come and join the society if they're interested in that topic.
Well, when you talk about the places maintained by the society, we can start with that, can't we? We can talk about the Jones House and the Yost House.
Actually, we now have three houses as of last year. The Yost House is the one by the Mill Street Bridge in Pontiac, and it's a very unique house. What's unique about it is the father, Mr. Yost, built the house, and he had three children. And the three children all lived in the house until they died, and they gave the house and all the possessions inside the house to the city of Pontiac. So not often do you go into an old house and you see all the original items that go with the house as part of that. So it's really a unique house. The Jones House is one of the oldest brick houses in Pontiac. It's a little bit east of Pontiac Library and even Glow Lodge there. It's just a quaint little brick house. It's got period furnishings in it. It's really a neat little house as well. And then last summer, the third one to join was the Stravell House, and that's just north of 116. It's famous because Abraham Lincoln went over there one evening after a speech, and Mr. Stravell was a pretty tall gentleman, and he looks at Abe and says, "How tall are you?" And Abe says, 6'4", and the guy says, "I don't believe you." So they got him up by the doorway, and they marked off Abe's height, and he was as tall as what they said he was at the time. So the society goes back a long ways. Clear back to 1924 is where it all got started, and a Mr. Henry Meese gave an excellent speech to the Pontiac Kiwanis Club. Now, Mr. Meese was an avid collector and student of Native American relics and lore, so he gave a speech about the life, habits, and history of the Native Americans that inhabited Livingston County. Now, in his speech, he kind of pleaded for a way of preserving Native American artifacts for future generations to enjoy, and the Kiwani members were so impressed with his speech, it kind of led to the formation of the Historical Society back in 1924, and the first officers were elected in 1925. The mission of that group is to discover, collect, and preserve the natural, industrial, civil, military, political, social, educational, and religious history of Livingston County. Now, one of the first things they did in 1936, they erected the stone monument to Chief Pontiac that sits on the southeast corner of the grounds of the old Livingston County Courthouse, and it's still there today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after the 100-year celebration of Livingston County becoming a county in 1937, I don't know why, but the society went dormant for 12 years. But in 1963, after being dormant, it was revived by a Mr. Tuesberg and Mr. Yost of the Yost House that we talked about. So we've been active now through this year is about 56 years and still going strong. Back in December of 2015, if you remember, the Chief Pontiac stone arch there got kind of damaged by weather. So the city and the society and some other people got together and repaired that monument, so it's back in good shape now. In addition to the three houses we talked about, the society maintains a small museum in one room of the old courthouse. So if you happen to have a need to go in the courthouse, just stop in and go in that room. It's open during their regular hours. The society meetings we have are typically held monthly in the Pontiac City Council chambers, just across the street from the War Museum in Pontiac, where our current membership is 68. We have members from all over Livingston County, all parts of Livingston County. We meet 8 times a year. We try to have a guest speaker at each meeting and cover some interesting Livingston County historical topic. We always have light refreshments after the meeting, and it's a good chance just to chat with fellow people that are interested in history.
I want to ask you about that, Dale. Are there any special qualifications for people who would like to be a part of this?
No. Just have an interest in local history. Membership's relatively inexpensive. It's $15 for a single person, $25 for a family, and for $200 you can buy a lifetime membership. So it's pretty inexpensive.
Absolutely.
Now, the meeting I like best all year is every May we have a potluck supper at the Jones House, and I like food, so I get some of the best food of the year at that May meeting. So.
And now you're the president, so you'll probably get to be first in line.
Yeah. And there's a lot of baby boomer generation people retiring now, and they're looking for ways to volunteer their time and help preserve history. So the society has lots of ways members can contribute their time. They can help with the Jones, Yost, or Stravell houses. They can help catalog our historical artifacts, help out with the rotating display in the old courthouse. And then our main fundraiser is the Ham and Bean Luncheon in November every year.
Well, it sounds like a great group. If a person is interested, Dale, how do they contact you? How do they get involved?
They can contact me, or if they live in Pontiac, they can contact Bob Sear or Steve Walters. Our next meeting is February 28th, 7 p.m., in the Pontiac City Council Chambers, just north of the War Museum. So you don't have to be a member to attend. If you're interested and want to check us out, just stop in at that February 28th meeting and see what we're about.
That's Dale Maley. He's a local historian, and he's been talking about his role and a role that you could have in the Livingston County Historical Society on the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.